This is a script that Tsego has just handed me in the last few minutes, and I'm going to find out in a moment what the source of it is. But it says there's been an outpouring of tributes from fellow professionals in the South African art community for slain senior state advocate Adelaide Ferreira Watt. She was shot and killed in a suspected accident in a regional court in Ikopo in KwaZulu-Natal today. And Ferreira Watt was 51 years old. We understand she was hit in the hip when a weapon that was believed to have been a shotgun was booked in as evidence in a house robbery case and was discharged in court, and she later died in hospital. And I believe that Brigadier Jay Nyker is on the phone to us right now to explore the story with us in a little bit more detail. Jay, good afternoon, and thank you very much for making yourself available. For starters, would you just help us understand how all of this unfolded in court?
From what we can gather, the incident took place at the Mzimkulu court yesterday around 15:30. The court was in session and a house robbery case was on trial. One of the exhibits in that trial was a shotgun which was stolen during the house robbery.
Yes.
We are told that the firearm, after it was recovered, was returned to the complainant in that matter for his self-defense. And the firearm was then brought back to court in the morning to be used as evidence. In the afternoon, when the firearm was about to be handed in to court as evidence, the firearm went off. A shot actually went off from that shotgun and struck Advocate Watt on the left thigh. She was then rushed to hospital, where we were informed that she later passed away. Police at Mzimkulu are now investigating a case of culpable homicide.
So I mean, what a freak accident. I think that's the way most people would see it, unless, of course, there's evidence to the contrary that this was intentional. But, Jay, tell me this. If a gun is being used as an exhibit in a case, is it normal for it to be loaded and cocked?
Okay, as I said, it's a very tragic incident. In normal circumstances, when exhibits are seized, especially firearms, they are handed into police stations where they are kept in our exhibit rooms. And these firearms obviously will be tested and what have you, and they'll ensure they are safe. The firearm is then only taken to court by the investigating officer on the day of the trial when it's required.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it is a very unusual case. We are told that there was an order that was made by the court that the firearm must be handed back to the complainant as he needed the firearm for self-defense. So he had that firearm and only handed the firearm in the morning to be used as evidence in court.
So who exactly was handling the gun when it went off? Do you know?
Well, that is all subject to our investigation at this stage. And detectives are yet to take statements from the witnesses in that matter.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking to us. Jay Nyker there, spokesperson for the police. And the article I was actually reading that introduction from is on News 24. Very, very tragic story indeed about this state advocate, Adelaide Ferreira Watt, shot and killed in this suspected accident in a regional court in Ikopo yesterday.